4 this afternoon, brought to you by Citizens National Bank. Here's Adam Hickman.
Thank you, Russell. So, number one, we talked about it earlier. The Titans selected Caleb Farley, a cornerback out of Virginia Tech, with their first-round draft pick last night. The Titans tonight will have the 53rd overall pick and the 85th overall pick.
And we're going to receive our second round, right?
Well, I just looked at a mock draft that has them with the 53rd pick taking a lineman from Northern Iowa. And then with the 85th overall pick, of course, we talked about how they kind of need a tight end. Talked about how they're looking at the one from Miami. This mock draft has them taking Tommy Tremble out of Notre Dame.
Interesting. The tight end is kind of a need position. You're going in with...
It's kind of a cool name, Tommy Tremble.
It is kind of... It's a tight end, very tight end-like name.
Big so, Tommy Tremble.
Yeah, we'll see. Should be interesting.
So, quick update on the Aaron Rodgers situation. According to Trey Wingo and Adam Schefter, Rodgers is now telling teammates that he does not plan on returning. And to me, that's where it gets more serious because, I mean, guys bicker back and forth with the front office all the time, but when you start telling your teammates, it kind of gets a little bit more real.
Yeah.
Is he going to be able to force his way out? Because you got to think, I mean, I guess we're getting ready to find out if he's got any skeletons in his closet.
It's all leverage. I mean, this is the things you have to do. You have to take it public. Your agent's saying it. You're saying it. You're telling your teammates. You're putting all this pressure on the organization to let them know you're serious, and they're going to have to do it.
What is it he wants?
Respect, dignity.
Because I don't think it's got much to do with the draft stuff. I don't buy that.
I think he should just stick with Jeopardy.
Get out while he's got a ring. Get out while his eggs aren't completely scrambled.
Do the Broncos, do they have more weapons than what he has in Green Bay? I don't think so either. I'm not.
I mean, he has a Pro Bowl running back, a top three receiver in the league. He's got, I think, two Pro Bowlers on his offensive line. It's the defense that's always hurt him in Green Bay.
The Packers aren't going to trade him to an NFC team. They'll put him over in the AFC, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I would.
I don't want to
so.
See him for the Super Bowl.
I mean, if Johnny said that he wanted revenge against the Packers. If that's what you try and force your way into the Bears,
Chicago,
right?
Yeah.
If that's true, if he goes to the AFC, that pretty much just locks in Tom Brady for another Super Bowl run.
Oh God!
If you're the Bears, Hickman, would you be? If you're the Bears, would you trade Justin Fields for Aaron Rodgers?
Yes.
Sure, but the Packers don't need Justin Fields.
No,
that's not. There's not. If I'm the Packers, there's nothing the Bears have that I want. So, I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, how much? What would the Packers actually ask for him?
From anyone?
Yeah. I mean, I wonder what the starting price is on Aaron Rodgers.
It'd be steep. Pretty hefty. King's ransom. Yeah.
He's a top five quarterback.
But that it's so weird.
The reigning MVP.
Imagine if the Texans, if the Deshaun Watson thing had not happened, and they were not all coming out of the woodwork on him, and he was still trying to force trade, and you had Aaron Rodgers and Deshaun Watson trying to force trades right now. Oh, weird time in the NFL.
You just about could probably make a deal, those two. Aaron Rodgers and the AFC South. Well, you'd hate that, wouldn't you? But Houston doesn't really have anything to put around him. I'll tell you where I'd like to see Aaron Rodgers go is Miami.
That would be fun.
Yeah. That would be fun, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even like Aaron Rodgers without
would
be
he
fun.
Would he make the Dolphins an automatic Super Bowl contender with what they've got?
Yeah, I mean,
talent?
The Dolphins have some pieces where they might be able to put together an attractive package. Obviously.
They've collected a lot of talent down there, courtesy of the Houston Texans.
Yeah.
They've got all of Houston's picks. Go ahead, Hickman, sorry.
Number three, so some basketball news here. Tennessee has offered class of 2023 four-star guard Bryson Warren from Little Rock, Arkansas. Warren currently also holds offers from Arkansas, Auburn, Georgetown, and Texas Tech, just to name a few.
Bryson Warren?
Yep.
And what position does he play?
A combo guard.
Interesting. College basketball free agency continues. I saw where we were there's some dude who played in an NAIA school. Who's 6'11" with a 7'6" wingspan?
Good God Almighty!
Yeah, and people are saying
it's like Patrick Ewing sized.
They're saying that Barnes might kick the tires. And they say he's a pretty good athlete, man.
Might as well at this point. You know, you kind of got your roster
you got two
already
spots,
structured.
Yeah.
You got room to go out there and just take a shot. And number four, wrapping it up today, Lance Leopold has been hired as the newest Kansas football coach.
I saw this, Russ.
Leopold previously was at Buffalo, was a Danny White hire.
Yeah, I like it. I think it's a intriguing hire. I mean, for Kansas, you've got to gamble a little bit anyway. They say this guy's a good football coach. He's got not Kansas, but, I mean, Wisconsin-Whitewater is similar in terms of, like, an isolated area where you're going to have to go a little outside the box. Because if you're just going traditional.
Yeah, if you're just getting retreads, this is what you got.
You're either going to hire a retread or you're going to hire a coordinator with no head coaching experience.
If he can go down there and win 5-6 games a year, they'll build a statue.
Yeah, if you keep Kansas just bowl eligible, they'll be happy down there.
And keeping them bowl eligible would make him a very intriguing candidate for some other jobs down the line, I would imagine.
I want to say he's in his late 50s.
Yeah, that seems like this is his.
Still, that's not an easy place to win.
No,
not an easy place to win at all. Probably the worst job in the country.
But we talked about it earlier, wasn't it? Was it 2008 that Mangino had them in the top 10?
Did we ever determine what his true height is?
A shade over 6 feet.
He just looked imposing. You know, what he looked like was.
Go ahead.
You want me to go ahead and say it?
No, I mean, I don't know.
He's kind of like a Bobby Bacala or like a big pussy bumping Cerro kind of frame.
Wow.
He's just a big dude when I look at him.
I think he's bigger than those guys, and those were big dudes.
Big Italian dudes. Bobby Bacala.
I don't wish any ill will on the guy at all, but it's one of those, he's very unhealthy.
Guy. Yeah, you need to lose weight. Yeah. Yeah.
Like you're floating with disaster.
Like one of the Bowdens blew up and was like, had to pretty much wear a muumuu.
I heard he has been losing weight, though.
Good.
Which Bowden was that, Russell?
Terry Bowden.
You think it's a cheap shot when I make fun of his muumuu, don't you? Remember that silver muumuu he used to wear?
No. No, I don't remember him wearing a muumuu.
When he was playing
and
with
I don't think
Akron
it's
Zips.
A cheap shot. It's just a cheap shot. There's no think about it. You're doing fat jokes.
I am not.
On the drive. Yes, you are. Just to own it, man. Don't.
He let himself go.
You know what you are? You're like when I've told this story before. My daughter was like 2 or 3 years old and just beginning to walk and like do stuff and just beginning to talk and just beginning to lie. And kids have to, it's just like any other skill. Lying starts off, it's like catching a baseball. You can't do it at first, right? And my daughter was. She was cruising, right? She's holding on to things and walking around, and she's putting her hands on the TV. I said, Josie, don't do that. And she looks at me with her hand on the TV and says, I am not doing this. And I'm like, well, I'll give you an A for effort. I mean, as far as first lies go, that's I'm not buying it, certainly, because but you got to start somewhere, kid. That's what you're doing, Bear. I'm not making fat jokes. He was wearing a muumuu, a silver muumuu. Big fat ass.
He let himself go, man. I hope he is taking his physical fitness more seriously these days. It's when he's with the Akron Zips. That game where he rolled in here.
Yeah, I remember.
Okay. All right.
You done?
Sure.
You done?
I am done.
All right.
Tickman's fault.
The top 4 at 4 brought to you by our friends at Citizens National Bank. Folks, it's Financial Freedom Friday. Check out the blog post we linked to at Fox Sports Knox. If you're in the job market and you're looking for an employer that's going to help you reach your retirement goals, we've got some free tips for you. Find the blog post on our Twitter feed at Fox Sports Knox from Citizens National Bank, the official bank of the drive. They are online at CNBTN.com. Mark Nagy coming up here. In a little while, let's go to the phones, 865-546-8200. T-Carp is next. Hello, T-Carp.
Hey, guys. Well, Aaron is still a Packer as of today.
For now.
So, I don't know. My conspiracy theory brain's going into overdrive. You think Aaron just kind of leaked all that stuff, hoping they would draft a wide receiver in the first round? And then they ended up saying, screw you, here's a corner. Like, what was that all about? Like, everybody knows that, you know, DraftKings was talking about it on Twitter. Like, everybody was wanting the Packers to get a wide receiver, and they get that corner, which I think they needed the corner more. But what do you guys think?
Well, I know it's not like you to be conspiracy-minded, T-Carp.
No, not at all. Not at all. I always believe everything I hear and everything I'm told, because I know it's 100% true.
I think he's serious. I think he wants out, and he's had enough of it. The timing is a little curious. It's like, dude, if you were this pissed off, why didn't you just do this time last year? Like, after they took Jordan Love, why didn't you just force your way out at that point? But I'd take him. I mean, if you're calling your teammates and everything today and saying goodbye, I think that he's probably serious. And as far as the Packers go, like, they've always struck me as a pretty conservative organization. They're not the type that's just going to throw out their game plan 3 hours before the draft because Aaron Rodgers has decided that he wants to force his way out. They've been presumably working on the draft for months, and they have a plan going into it, and they're going to go ahead and select their guy. And they probably still feel like there's a chance that they can talk him into returning, smooth things over, whatever, but – maybe I'm misreading the situation, but I think he legit wants out.
I kind of ask the same question that you do, Bear. I mean, if you're the Packers, then you ask a king's ransom for him, right? Like, you get whatever you want from a team.
I mean, he's still getting long in the tooth. I mean, his age, how much tread he's got left, will play into the offer. You know, I'd be willing to bet it'll be one of those deals where. What do they call it? It's when the draft picks are the eventual draft picks depend on, you know, if he goes out and has another MVP season, obviously then Green Bay would get a much better draft pick, like a conditional kind of deal on where exactly the picks would land. But yeah, you'd have to, I mean, he's a reigning MVP. He's one of the best quarterbacks that's been in the league in the past, this generation. I mean, he's only had one ring, but a lot of that, you know, I think they really kind of squandered their – he afforded them a wide-open window for numerous years up there through his play. I mean, he can do stuff that nobody else in the league can do. He can scramble to a spot 10 or 15 yards laterally, barely have time to get his feet set, and he can cock one and throw it 60 yards for a touchdown – like to win a big game. He's that guy. So yeah, you're gonna ask a king's ransom for him. But there are some teams that might be able to put together an attractive enough package, and I mean, it'd be go then. Like, you'd be trying to build a team to maybe go 2 or 3 years. You think Russ? How many years do you think Aaron's got left of prime?
He's 36, right?
I think it's very similar to Peyton when he was leaving Indy.
Does he have as many injuries as Peyton had?
No, but Peyton was. People forget how good he was the first. Was it 4 years in Denver? And then it just fell apart the last one. The first 3 years, he was very good.
Yeah, and then four, you know, Tom finally caught up to him, and it was just Tom. Nothing he could do about it. And then he rested for most of the.
So I think Aaron Rodgers is probably like that. I think he's still on top of his game, but he's 37 years old, I think. So when it, you know, Father Time waits for no man. And
no.
Except for maybe Tom Brady, evidently. But it's once it happens, I imagine it will be a pretty precipitous decline.
Now, the one that, and maybe it's just because they've been playing in some, they've played in some championship games. Recently is New Orleans. That's where I'd like to see him go.
That would be crazy. To see him, Alvin Kamara, and then a pretty decent defense, that'd be pretty nuts.
Yeah, I would imagine Kamara would probably be ecstatic.
We'll see what happens. I just don't see any team having the collateral to give to the Packers. And they would say, yeah, we'll let Aaron Rodgers go for this. That's where I don't see it just yet. But we'll see what happens. Y'all be good.
Thank you, T-Carp. Appreciate the phone call. 865-546-8200. If you want to jump in this afternoon on The Drive, today's Rickard Ridge Barbecue smoking hot question of the day. Is it time to hit the reset button on our relationship as a fan base with the new AD here, Danny White, a.k.a. Danny No-Nucks. Are we being too hard on Danny White is the question at Fox Sports Knox on Twitter. 206 votes cast now. 55% of the audience says no. 45% says yes. So that gap has narrowed in a little bit. This is getting in that 50-50 territory, Bear.
Those are my favorite ones.
Let's see here. Matt says, Danny leading a crusade against the legions of the miserable is what I'm here for. Should be entertaining at the very least. So that's interesting. We have not heard that point of view, that they're actually pro Danny White, what he said, and that it need to be said. Sam says he let James Franklin tell us no, attacks us, then asks for our money. He doesn't belong here. Should have went out and got Mark Ingram. Wow. Cowboy Mullet says we need to run the loser out of town.
Wow. There's some little bit of breaking news.
What's that?
Shelton Felton.
Yeah, I saw that.
Working at a Georgia high school.
Well, not just any Georgia high school. Valdosta High, Rush Probst's old job where he's been pushed out now.
Is he the head coach? The name Shelton Felton head coach there?
I believe so.
Did you read that article about Rush Probst from a couple of days ago?
No.
That dude's insane, man.
He's not a good person.
No, and that,
I hate saying that about people. Like, they're bad. You know, there are good people who do bad things.
That's
Rush Probst is just not a good person.
Yeah, we hired somebody off the Rush Probst tree. Hoover High.
I believe I saw it. I just glanced at the tweet. But, yeah, I thought he was named head coach there, which is
– that's a solid job down there, man.
Solid job. I mean, that's generally regarded as the best high school football program in the country. Says he's working at – he is reportedly the acting head coach at Valdosta High.
And they're a legendary team.
Yeah, so –
he'll have all the talent in the world.
I don't know. I mean, he's not going to be making what he was making. I think Felton, they were paying him. I mean, he was on the low rung around, whatever, 250, 300 grand here.
I bet they're paying him low six-figure. I mean, around 100 or something. He won't be teaching.
If he's the acting head coach down there, we'll see. Man, good for him.
Yeah.
Hope it works out. All right, we're going to take a quick time out here. When we continue, stay with us. Mark Nagy, one of our favorite friends of the show.
Heck yeah.
Joins us. We'll get his take on this Danny White situation as well as a couple more NFL draft takes for you when we continue. It's The Drive, Fan Run Radio. Stay with us.
The Drive.
Fan Run Radio, The Drive continues. Russ LeBaire back with you. Pleased to be joined by a friend of the show, Mark Nagy from TDOT. Award-winning author, former local sportscaster, and all-around swell dude. Mark, good afternoon. How are you, sir?
Russell Bear, it's great to talk to you guys on a beautiful Friday afternoon in God's country, East Tennessee.
Oh, man, it is a beautiful afternoon. Hope everybody has plans for a big weekend here in Knoxville. Mark, the draft, I saw you tweeting through it last night. Favorite moment from the first round of the 2021 National Football League draft for you?
Easily the best part was the former student athlete that was picked, and then immediately, I believe it was Jalen Waddle, then immediately like dissed his family and just went and shook hands with his former teammates and then went to the stage to bro hug with Roger Goodell. That was absolutely hilarious. He knew that the pick was made about a quarter second before his family did. The second that happened, he stood up, was out the door, his family trying to support him, trying to, you know, give him high fives, whatever. That was the epitome of, okay, you deadbeats, I'm leaving all of you behind. You're not getting a dime from me. I thought it was absolutely hilarious, and I wish we'd see more of that at the NFL draft.
He waddled on out the door, didn't he?
Good one, Russell.
I'll be here all week, folks. Luckily, it's not much longer. Mark Nagy with us this afternoon on the show. Mark, how would you assess Roger Goodell's performance last night?
You know, it's funny. He's almost now taken on the the Vince McMahon role, but the Vince McMahon role when people secretly actually kind of like him. Because there was a while when like Vince McMahon was the bad guy and the ultimate heel. And then slowly but surely, people are like, you know what? I like it. I like the swagger. I like when he does this. I think that's what you're seeing now with Roger Goodell. He went out there. Putting his Barca lounger out was kind of strange. The one that he made famous last year when it was the pandemic draft. But he was encouraging the crowd to boo him. And maybe one of the funniest parts is he's trying to announce that, hey, the NFL is doing all we can to fight hunger. And all you hear is booing. So I give Roger Goodell a solid B+. I thought he did a really good job. And it's funny to see how these things have changed over the years. Now, don't get me wrong, he's still hated, but it's not nearly to the vitriol, I think, that we used to see.
Yeah, what better way to relate to the masses and show that you're a real man of the people than to bring your chair, set it on a stage as if it's a throne, and invite people to sit on it as if that's some sort of big privilege?
Yeah, it was odd, and it was funny too because there's some fans that like would get up and shake hands and talk to him, and there were a couple of fans who were like, I'm not getting up, I'm just staying right here. It doesn't matter that Goodell's walking right by. It was an odd moment. I really didn't appeal to me very much, but again, you know, Roger Goodell is not nearly as loathsome, I think, as we used to feel that he was.
No, he's kind of grown into the role a little bit, and. He knows that there's an expectation, and there's a performative piece to it as well. He's not going up there quite so stiff, and he's also very secure in his position, right? He knows there's no way I'm losing my job. Y'all can boo me all you want, and I'm just gonna play into it. Fine, boo me. I don't care.
And the other part of it is if somehow he was gonna get fired, which he won't. So he just sits at home with the hundreds of millions of dollars that he's earned over the years as the NFL commissioner and then doesn't have to
work.
Yeah,
what's his salary? Is like $60 million a year or something.
It's completely insane.
It's in the 30s, I think.
It's pretty high.
Look that up for a second.
The amount of revenue that the NFL brings in every single year is just absurd. Remember, these NFL teams make profits before they've even sold a ticket. Before they sold a bag of popcorn or a beer, before they sold any merchandise. The TV contracts are so lucrative that every NFL team can pay their entire payroll, including support staff, ushers, everybody else. They pay that before they've even taken a snap or a kickoff. That's why the pandemic really didn't hurt them very much when you hardly had any fans in the stands at all, because they're still making profits. So, Roger Goodell, he's not going anywhere anytime soon. But if he was, imagine what must that buyout be? If that's not on a yearly basis contract, that buyout would like be the Charlie Weiss buyout times five.
Oh, yeah. It'd be like Krakatoa.
They've tried to come at him a couple of times through the years, too, and it's just like, yeah, he ain't going anywhere. He's indestructible. Do you have the salary figures, Hickman?
Yeah, he was scheduled to make $40 million, but he decided to slash that salary to zero, actually,
to help out
other employees affected by the pandemic.
What a guy. Roger Goodell, humanitarian.
Well, his wife's also loaded.
It's a PR win. I mean, Roger Goodell, we're living in his world. We're just trying to survive, and he's out there, you know, raking millions and millions and millions. Because remember, if I remember correctly, isn't he also he was a senator's son?
What?
So
he was born. He's like Derek. He's Derek Dooley on steroids.
Yeah. So
he's married to that lady that used to be on Fox News.
Yeah. So he was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. He's done well. He'll probably have that job as long as he wants it. And then when he doesn't want it, he can just sit there and heat his home with the lit $100 bills that he sets on fire every night.
Exactly. What about Dabo Swinney's suit? Here's the head coach of the Clemson Tigers, multimillionaire, just getting clowned on the social media. I mean, the guy can't afford a tailor. He looks like me when I was 6 years old, Mark, and my mom would buy my church clothes two sizes too big so that I could wear them for 2 or 3 years.
It wasn't a great look. Maybe he's trying to show it's like, hey, you know, the money hasn't changed me. I'm still a man of the people, still wearing. But, I mean, even if you're a man of the people, you can at least still find something that fits. it doesn't have to be custom fit. You can still buy something off the rack, and it's going to look a lot better than what he had on last night. Maybe, I don't know, maybe his 500 other suits were at the cleaners or something. Who knows?
Yeah, man of the people bought this off the rack at Walmart, 2 for 1. It's pretty good. You got, yeah, Dabo Sweeney there. I don't know. I was wondering, did he?
My britches are a little bit long, but my wife stapled them.
You patch them up for me, sweetheart. I got the draft tonight. We'll be looking good. Mark Nagy with us this afternoon on the show. All right, Mark, your thoughts on here more closer to home, local news this week. Your thoughts on Danny White's comments on Tennessee fan negativity and the reaction to it.
You see, this is where he should have learned something from that opening press conference, because he had kind of said, hey, why would we be negative? You know, if you got to be negative, text a buddy instead of put it on social media. He took kind of a beating from that. But, you know, you can kind of let it go. He's not been around here very much, really doesn't understand it, the culture here. But he's been here now for 3 months, so he should understand the culture at least a little bit more. There's just no reason to bring it up. There's no reason to bring up and say, hey, you know, these fans are too negative. Because you're just going to get roasted, especially at this time where you've got 4 months before you even get close to a game. So 3 months before, I guess 2.5 months before SEC Media Days. So there's going to be a major, it's going to be a major story anytime you do anything, because there just isn't very much going on right now when it comes to Tennessee football. So to bring up something like that, it was a misstep. You know, maybe he didn't think about it. Maybe it was something he just let fly and regrets saying it. If he doesn't regret saying it, somebody on that campus has got to tell him you can't do this kind of stuff. If you're trying to get people to buy in, and most importantly for his tenure here is to also put their money where their mouth is, you can't say things like that. It's just not going to go over well.
How many times have we had that conversation about some sports figure at UT? Somebody's got to tell him. Somebody's got to. That's what they need to. They need to hire a guy that he's just the guy who pulls whoever it is aside whenever they screw up and be like, dude, you can't do that. You can't do that. And it has to be written into the contract, Mark, that whoever the coach, AD, they have to listen to that guy. They have to do what he says.
You see, it's possible that there are people telling him that, much like there were people, you know, who told Dave Hart, you know, to dial it down a notch. But when they are doing a live interview with someone, or somebody is recording an interview, there's only so much that you can do as a PR staff. At that point, it's still up to the interviewee. So I don't know if they've had these talks. I would hope that they should have. You know, it's like during the Dave Hart tenure, how many PR missteps did we see? You know, I always look at the Dave Hart tenure and just look at the lawsuits, whereas these were things that could have been settled very quietly, very early. And instead, Dave Hart was the quote-unquote likes-to-fight guy. So this was then played out in the media and social media for months and months and months. And at the end of the day, Tennessee still ended up having to pay a bunch of cash. So, you know, these are things that there's got to be people smarter than us that are over there on that campus making a lot of money, but to make sure these things don't happen. But again, at the end of the day, it's still the person that's answering the questions that they've got to dial it down.
How big of a red flag is it, seriously, for Danny White that we had a couple of little incidents like that? I know they're not anywhere close to fireable offense. We're just picking at them a little bit, and ultimately, it's just like any other AD. It's about getting football healthy. But how much, to me, it's interesting. This guy presents himself as a smart, progressive guy, and to me, it's kind of boneheaded. It's a boneheaded mistake to make, and you make it twice, and you're just kind of digging the hole a little bit deeper. And to me, Mark, it shows a little bit of a lack of emotional IQ is the buzzword to failing to read the room, all right? It's like, dude, like you're saying, just don't even address it. Just don't go there.
This isn't UCF.
No good comes from it.
You know, at the end of the day, you look at his time when he's in Central Florida. There were a lot of other things in that media circus other than just University of Central Florida. I mean, this is Disney World. So there's a lot of other things that take up that space. You know, it's a major league sports town as well. So, you know, those are things that dominate the media cycle a lot more than what's going on with Central Florida. Here, the media cycle, the first story is Tennessee football, the second story is Tennessee football, and then if you're looking for a third story, maybe it's Tennessee spring football or recruiting. So you've got to realize that anything that you say as the football coach at Tennessee or the athletic director at Tennessee is going to get a lot of coverage no matter who it is that you're talking to.
How about this? If you want to have a little conspiracy theory here, Danny White playing 3D chess, the only reason he made that comment, Mark, was to take fans' mind off the poorly received announcement that Tennessee will be playing West Virginia again in the Duke's Mayonnaise Kickoff Classic like 30 years from now.
I honestly don't think that they look at it that much. I think that it's, again, one of those things where they look at, oh, great, we can have a neutral site game. We're going to get a bunch of revenue. We're going to get a lot of television eyes. This is going to work out great. When if you had just taken a couple of other steps, say, hey, I don't know if you realize this, but Tennessee just played West Virginia a couple of years ago in this exact same city. So, I mean, I would hope that they look at these things a little more closely. I mean, one of the things that makes college football so great is the campus environment, whether it's your home campus or going someplace new. And there are so many campuses that Tennessee has either never been to or hasn't been to in decades and decades that I think that Tennessee fans would like to experience a lot more than just another trip to Charlotte.
Speaking of football, Josh Heupel completing his first spring in Knoxville. And we begin to ask the question that we ask a billion times every summer for the past couple of years in local sports radio. Will the Vols suck?
Well, I don't think that they're going to be very good. I'd be stunned if this was an 8-win team next year. It's always possible, but just from the amount of attrition that this program has gone through, the transfer portal has just decimated Tennessee. So, you know, Tennessee's best defensive player is going to be gone. Although, Henry Tuotoo he's not coming back. He's gone. Your best offensive player, Eric Gray, is at Oklahoma. Which, by the way, I think Tennessee has somehow turned into like a farm system for Oklahoma. It's kind of ridiculous. So, that roster, this is something Josh Heupel is going to have to build that roster back up. And I know that they've had there was another player that, is actually transferring to Tennessee. I saw that the other day. So you're going to have a little bit more of that. But it's going to take a while. And I know that that's not something that Tennessee fans want to hear. But you just look at Tennessee's roster compared to the rosters of most of the other teams in the SEC. And I would be shocked and amazed if Tennessee was in the top half of the conference next year.
Better theme song for Tennessee football right now: We're Not Going to Take It by Twisted Sister or Patience by Guns N' Roses.
Well, it's got to be Patience. I think you get out the acoustic guitar and let it rip. I know that's not what Tennessee fans want to hear, but it's just reality right now. Now, I think that it's going to be a more entertaining style of football, certainly. I think you can kind of look at the way Ole Miss was last year, if you're going to compare that to what Tennessee might be in the next couple of years. I mean, Ole Miss was able to score a lot of points, but they couldn't stop anybody. So you may put up 35, 38 points, but you're going to probably give up 52. And if you're Tennessee, I know as a fan, I'd much rather watch a team that's, more visually pleasing, that is putting some points on the board, than a team is just losing a 24-0 slugfest all the time.
How will the Titans top this year's draft? Do we just go ahead and draft a guy in a wheelchair or in a coma next year, Mark? I mean, it's pretty interesting gamble that the Titans took with Caleb Farley, a guy who's recovering from not one but two back operations at a very young age.
Yeah, that's questionable. To say the least. Maybe their doctors are telling them, no, it's not going to be that big of a deal. The last time I checked, though, football is a physical sport. And there are a lot of people with bodies that have never been broken that the second they get to the NFL, they get destroyed and you never see them again. So, that's a big chance to take with a high draft pick. I mean, NFL teams value these draft picks so much. And so I don't know, but you know, they probably know more than we do.
Last thing, we'll let you out of here, Mark. Aaron Rodgers, it looks like the saga coming to an end. Do you think he's going to be successful in his what appears to be an attempt to force his way out of Green Bay?
Well, you know, the fact that Green Bay went in and drafted a corner makes me realize that Green Bay is basically like, look, we don't care what you're saying. You're under contract with us. You're not going to pass up all that money. You know that your window is closing in terms of how old you are and how many more years you have left. You're not holding out. You're going to play. So, and obviously they're not ready for Jordan Love to take over. So I think that this is just one of those things that Aaron Rodgers is trying to call this bluff. And if he really wants out, he's going to eventually have to make that known publicly instead of just all these rumors. He's going to have to go on ESPN or something. We talked to Mike Silver at the NFL Network, who he's tight with, and basically say, here's why I don't want to be here. I won't play here. If you're that public, then you can put the pressure on Green Bay that way. But as of right now, I think Green Bay is just like, look, you're just going to be here and you're just going to have to suck it up because you're not going to pass up the $40 million that you're going to be owed. So I think I read somewhere that if he was to, you know, like retire, kind of do like one of those Brett Favre deals, that he would have to pay $30 million back in bonus money. So, you know, no matter how rich you are, $30 million is a big chunk of change. So right now, both these, the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers, they're both kind of, you know, throwing these salvos out at each other. And at the end, I think that Aaron Rodgers is going to have a little more firepower if he's going to find his way out of Wisconsin.
Oh, man, interesting take. All right, Mark, always appreciate it, my friend. Have a great weekend.
Guys, great talking to you as always. Have a good weekend.
Mark Nagy, T-Dot, making his presence felt, award-winning author, former WATE sports anchor for many years here in Knoxville. Bear, what did you learn?
Mark's still funny. He's always got an interesting take.
He is. He is indeed. Rodgers would owe $30 million if he walked away, if he retired.
He ain't walking away, man.
Now, do you
think? I think Rodgers in his mind thinks he's got two rings sitting on the table.
Jeopardy.
Still that he could
grab. Jeopardy might pay that buyout.
It might.
That Jeopardy money.
I didn't get a chance to see him. How well
I'll take,
did he
get
do?
Me out
did
of Green Bay for $30 million, Alex.
Like, he's really good at it. Like, you could see him really doing it.
Oh, yeah. He's smooth.
Ian Rappaport is reporting that there actually are serious consideration for Aaron Rodgers retiring.
Would Green Bay have to, if he really retired, they're going to ask for that $30 million.
You would think so.
Yeah.
You would think so. Folks, portions of our show today brought to you by the good folks at FanDuel. Baseball is back. Baseball is rolling. We've got Tony V and the boys taking the field here in about 2 hours over at Lindsey Nelson Stadium. And, of course, Major League Baseball is everywhere. Nothing like watching a game with great weather like we got outside today, a cold drink, and a little action on FanDuel Sportsbook. If you've never been on baseball before, now is the perfect time to give it a shot. FanDuel is letting new users swing for the fences risk-free. You get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win. And once you have an account, you can get up to $25 back each day in site credit if your same-game parlay bet falls one leg short. This way, you can combine multiple baseball bets for an even bigger win all season long. There's a reason FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sportsbook. The app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same-game parlays, and always-on promotions to let you get more action out of every game day. And when you win, FanDuel will pay you your winnings in as little as just 24 hours. So get on to FanDuel Sportsbook, take a look at some of the games today, this weekend, and make your picks and make your money. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up with our promo code DRIVE1 to get in on the action. That's FanDuel Sportsbook promo code DRIVE1. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager for risk-free bet. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See FanDuel sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. Quick timeout. More of your phone calls coming up. It's The Drive on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
Welcome back. The Drive continues. Fan Run Radio. Grab a call from Martin. Good afternoon, Martin. You're on the G3 Help Me Hotline.
It's Russell.
Yeah.
Who's the player we got, the graduate transfer we got from Southern Cal?
Oh, Tremblay.
Yeah. Tommy Tremblay.
What position does he play and how big is he?
He's, I think he's listed around 6'5", 270.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
Defensive tackle or defensive end?
They say he's going to play defensive end, and they can. Sorry, you can go ahead.
They say he's going to play at defensive end. Yes, Caleb Tremblay is the young man's name. He was a JUCO guy. He tore his ACL his last year in high school, so he basically sat out a year and a half. Went to JUCO, matriculated to USC, where he did not put up great numbers, but looking for a fresh start, and then he found one in Knoxville.
Yes, and. What year, what class will he be? What year?
I believe he's going to be a senior because interview I read was an interesting comment. He said, basically, this is a six-month trip for me.
Yeah. Yes.
So he's not even pretending. He's like, listen, I'm sure it's a nice place and coaches are nice and everything, but I'm just looking to come in here and play some football and get up on out of here.
Well, he sees a depth chart where – if he comes in and is halfway decent, he's going to get a lot of playing time, get a lot of film.
Russell?
Yes, sir.
Russell, I got something on Taven Jackson for you.
Okay, what you got?
Hurricane said on his show, he said, I don't brag on a lot of high school quarterbacks a lot in signees or commitments. He said, but I've seen film on this boy.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, this boy's got a strong arm. And he said, I think he's going to make us a good quarterback.
Who said that?
Eric Ainge on his show.
Oh, Eric Ainge. I thought you said Hurricane.
No, Eric Ainge.
All right. Good stuff. I hope he's going to have, like Barry said, he's going to have an opportunity to make an impact because we're a little short on depth, and I think we're getting set to lose a couple of more defensive linemen to the transfer portal here in the next couple of months. So,
yeah.
Hopefully he's going to come in here and make an impact.
I'm talking about Taven Jackson, the quarterback.
Oh, yeah. Well, him too.
I know Eric Ainge said on his show, he said, I don't brag on quarterbacks a lot coming in. But he said, I've seen film on this boy. And he said, he looks like he's going to make us a great quarterback, Russell.
I mean, we need one. We need one, Martin. It's been a while since we've had good QB play, right?
I know it. But at least this, and I'll let you go. They got six over. They'll have six over on scholarship. How many you think will transfer?
That's a good question. I don't know. I'd say three or four of them. Because I mean, the way it is now, you don't go anywhere to ride the bench. If you come to any SEC school. As a quarterback, you come to start. And if you get to your junior season and you're not starting or you don't have a viable pathway to start, you're probably going to leave unless you just really love the school you're at. So I would say at least half of those guys will probably end up not playing here.
Yeah, if you come to the realization that you're
– wonder where they'll go, Russell.
That's a good point. Transfer down. Take up golf, swimming.
Yes.
Film. Find some place where they can get game film. Because all these guys think they're good enough to play in the NFL.
I just want you to know again that Eric Ainge spoke highly of Taven Jackson.
Fantastic, Martin. I'm glad he did. Thank you, sir.
All right, bye.
Apparently Eric Ainge likes our new quarterback prospect. 865.
He likes every quarterback prospect.
546-8200. Your number to get on the show this afternoon. He said something else I wanted to comment on. I couldn't focus though, because freaking hit birthday boy over here is hacking up a lung. Are you all right? Are you gonna die?
I'm good now.
No, I had to turn you off finally. Every time I turn you back on, you
wanna live over there? Chokey McChokes a lot?
Sound like you've been up in the coal mines. Are you a lunger? All right, Linger.
He's still struggling. You don't want to talk. All right, man. You need to step outside.
No,
like, just go
now.
Outside.
I
dude.
Mean, Russ has standing, done it before.
Standing here hacking up alone. Yeah, I mean, you get to a certain point where you're coughing. You're in a radio, so you just gotta leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, calm down. Like, it's happened to me several times.
Yeah.
In the middle of a show that I'm hosting is just like, all right, like
I've got to go.
Yeah, and it's a terrible feeling because it's like either I sit here and continue to cough on the air, or I just get up and leave awkwardly, and there's really only one choice.
Yeah,
the guys will figure it out. They're big boys. Bear will figure it out.
Yeah, I'll just turn your mic off and you slip over there behind Russ's head outside.
ZR is next. Good afternoon, ZR. You're on the drive.
What's going on, guys?
Not much, buddy. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. I'm a sheep with sheepskin on you. It's a ball game. The balls are 4 and 5. How's that go? Guys, I watched that game over the weekend. I swear we're going to win the SEC.
Of last night
football?
Would you not agree? Would you not agree with that?
Oh, in baseball?
No, in football.
We're going to win the SEC in football.
Yes.
This year?
Do you not agree? Yes. Look at that team.
What about this team has got you fired up, ZR?
We score so many points.
Yeah, but we score them against our defense. Jeremy Pruitt's defense.
ZR, would you and the boys down there?
Why did you throw a wet blanket on me already?
See, because I'm telling you, man, you think it's crazy, Russell, but Tennessee fans will handle maybe losing 52-48 in a wild barn-burning offensive slugfest more than what we've been force-fed.
You think I would think that's crazy? I've been saying that for weeks now.
Yeah, I makes me wonder if ZR's being serious for once. I don't know. You being a clown, ZR?
We're going to go and win the East. And then, of course, we got to beat Alabama to win the East, really, don't we? And to win the SEC championship, we got to beat Alabama again. So that's not really impossible, is it?
Roll down tide.
He kind of sounds like you, ZR. You related to Harvey Updike?
I don't know who that is.
The late Harvey Updike, a.k.a. the Auburn tree poisoner.
No, I have no idea.
You wouldn't poison trees. It's Arbor Day. I mean, we got to celebrate our natural foliage, correct?
That's right. We all live in a yellow hog marine, a yellow hog marine, a yellow hog marine. We all live in a yellow hog marine, and the sheep love it.
I love sausage, for one. I'm a big sausage guy. Nothing like a big kielbasa. Just right. Great.
Number if you want to get on the G3 Help Me hotline this afternoon, 546-8200.
Tremendous phone call, ZR. Tremendous call.
If by tremendous you mean terrible, you would be correct.
What's your beef with ZR?
Big surprise that Bear, who goes on a diatribe against our overweight brethren, likes ZR singing fat jokes on the show. Big surprise there.
That's an oldie but a goodie.
I mean, here we are the day after the first round of the NFL draft. All right? We have no shortage of real sports news to discuss. We could be breaking down the Justin Fields trade. We could be breaking down what the Titans need to do in round two tonight. We could be discussing the Aaron Rodgers situation, but no. We're going to be listening to ZR sing about Philip Fulmer's weight. That's what we're doing here. That's what this show has become. I'm glad you guys are entertained, because I'm not.
Hickman liked it.
Stay with us. Hour number 3 of The Drive coming up. More Fan Run Radio right after this.